Greetings in the name of the Lord.
为耶稣基督的名, 向大家午安。
Thank God for how He has led us through the book of Romans.
我们感谢主，他带领着我们读, 探讨这本罗马书。
Today's passage, we move to a different part of the book of Romans.
今天呢, 我们要转移到罗马书的另外一部分。
In Romans chapter 1 all the way to chapter 11.
罗马书第一章到十一章。
We find that Apostle Paul, he talks about mainly about salvation.
你看到呢,使徒保罗呢所说的主要是在于这个拯救。
And now we come to chapter 12.
我们来到第十二章。
Specifically, it says, now that you have salvation.
所以现在呢,我们已经得救了。
How will you live then as a believer?
我们现在应该怎样来生活呢?
Right, if you look at the end of chapter 11,
我们看第十一章的后半部。
If you look at verse 33 to verse 36,
我们从第33节看到第36节。
You will see how he praises God for how great God is.
我们在这里可以看到使徒保罗怎样呢称赞我们伟大的神。
Isn't it wonderful and glorious that God has given to us salvation?
就是非常的美妙的，是不是很美妙呢？ 因为神给我们的这个救恩。
Right, and now, if we say that we have received of this salvation,
现在我们说我们已经得到了这个救恩,
something must happen, right?
一定有些事情一定要发生,
something must change,
一定要有些改变,
and we find that we as a believer, we must respond.
所以我们是信徒呢, 我们必须回应,
God is the one who acted upon us.
神呢, 是他在我们身上工作,
He is the one that gave the gospel to us.
他是给我们神的福音的神。
He is the one that sent the Lord Jesus Christ to us.
是他赐给我们耶稣基督。
He is the one that gave to us the word of God.
是他给我们他的话语。
He is the one that moved our hearts.
是他感动了我们的心。
He is the one who gave to us faith to believe in Him.
是他给我们这个信心来相信他。
Right, we've seen how God has acted on us.
我们看到神在我们身上做了这些东西。
And you know, physics will always say, right?
我们知道在物理上这样说。
Action will equal to reaction.
在物理学上说,动力会有反动力。
So now we see, God has acted on us.
所以现在我们看到神在我们身上做了工。
If God has truly worked in us,
如果神真的在我们身上工作了,
in us there must be a reaction.
我们一定要会有回应。
We must respond to God.
我们一定要向神回应。
Today as we look at these two verses,
今天我们看这两句神的话语。
We must see how we as believers must respond to God's salvation.
所以我们做信徒呢, 我们要怎样回应神的福音呢?
It's a wonderful passage that will encourage us.
这是一篇美妙的 神的话语将会鼓励我们,
help us to live for Him, to serve Him.
教导我们怎样的为他而活, 怎样的侍奉他。
So if you look at verse 1,
我们看第一节,
we look at the first part of verse 1,
我们看第一部分,
it reads, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God.
在第一节的前半部, 所以弟兄们, 我以神的慈悲劝你们。
You'll find that Apostle Paul doesn't talk to everyone.
你知道吗?在这里使徒保罗没有向每个人说话。
He didn't talk to one group of people here.
他只是向一群人说话。
He talks only to the brethren.
他只是跟弟兄们说。
And what he has to say can only apply to a believer.
他所要说了只是向着信徒们说。
If you do not know who God is,
如果你不知道谁是神,
how can you respond to Him?
你怎么回应他呢?
If you do not know what His love is,
如果你不知道他的爱,
how can you love Him?
你怎样爱他呢?
If you have not received of the Lord Jesus Christ,
如果你没有接受主耶稣基督,
how can you serve Him?
你怎样侍奉他呢?
So that's why He cries to believers,
所以他在为了向信徒们呼喊,
to all of us as brethren,
向我们每个弟兄们呼喊,
to all of us in the family of God,
向我们每一个在神家里的每一个人呼喊。
And the word beseech here,
这句话说,
the word beseech here is to call beside.
在这里呢, 说神呼喊着我们。
It's like the word that's used for the Holy Spirit.
这是用为了神的这个圣灵而说的。
To describe the Holy Spirit as the comforter.
来在这里呢，来形容这个圣灵为我们的保惠师。
Just if someone is walking very close beside you.
就好像他跟着你走非常的亲近。
So now Paul calls us to walk close.
所以现在呢，保罗叫我们呢，与他非常的亲近。
It's as if Paul is saying, come and join me.
就好像保罗说，来与我同在。
Walk close beside me as I walk with Christ.
跟着我，像我跟着耶稣基督一样。
And that's what Paul is calling to every believer to do.
这就是使徒保罗叫每一个人应该做的。
He's not calling people to follow him.
他不是只叫人跟着他。
But everyone to follow Christ together.
他告诉我们每一个人都跟他一起跟着耶稣基督。
And all of them as obedient children of God must follow God.
所以每一个顺服神的儿女呢，必须跟着神。
Now how can we walk according to, how can we walk together with God?
这样我们怎样能够一起跟神走呢？
He says here, by the mercies of God.
在这里他说神的慈悲。
Now, we must first of all think about God's mercy on us.
所以我们应该先想到神给我们的慈悲。
And have you received the Lord's mercies?
你接受到神的慈悲吗？
If you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ,
你相信耶稣基督吗？
Then you will know that God's mercy has saved you.
如果你信了主耶稣基督，你就知道这是神给我们的慈悲来拯救我们。
His mercy has saved you from hell.
他的慈悲把我们从 地里面救出来。This
mercy has saved you from your sins.
这个慈悲呢，让我们从罪中得救。This
mercy has given to you hope.
这个慈悲呢，给我们的盼望。This
mercy has given to you the promises of God.
这个慈悲呢，让我们给我们的神的应许。And
so by the mercies of God,
在这里接着神的慈悲，we
can therefore walk after Christ.
那我们能够跟着主耶稣走。We
must respond to God because of His mercy.
我们必须回应神，因为他赐给我们他的慈悲。And
it's not just about action that we're talking about.
而不只是这个行动，我们所要说的。The
response is not just to come and attend the church.
我们的回应不只是要来到教会里面参与敬拜。The
response is not just to serve Him by joining a ministry.
我们回应不只是要参与这个事工。All
these things are good.
这些都是好的。But
the response must really come from the heart.
我们的回应必须要从心里开始。A
heart that has known of the mercy of God.
我们也从心里明白认识到神的慈悲。And
so every day that you wake up in the morning,
所以我们每天早上醒来的时候,
you will know I have a new day.
我们知道我们有一个新的一天。I
have life today.
我们今天有生命。I
have breath today.
我们今天有气息。You
know, the haze is very bad.
我们知道这烟霾是非常不好的。But
we're still kept alive.
但是我们还是活活生生的。And
we as believers, we can see this is the mercy of God.
我们信徒，我们知道这是神的慈悲。God
could have taken our lives.
神可能把我们的生命拿走。But
He has saved us.
但是他拯救了我们。He
has given us a new day to serve Him.
他给我们一个新的一天来侍奉他。To
live for Him.
为了他和我。And
so this ought to draw us close to God Himself.
所以这必须把我们带进与神亲近。
We must respond to the mercies of God.
我们要向着神的慈悲回应。And
this response is where everything has changed.
因为借这个回应呢，我们一切都要改变。We
must see the mercy of God in everything.
我们在生活中的一切都要看到神的慈悲。Every
moment of our lives, we must appreciate and know of God's mercy.
我们生活的每一部分，我们都要感激神给我们的慈悲。
Sometimes in Singapore, we are all so busy.
在新加坡我们非常的忙碌。
We all have our routine.
我们有我们的日常的生活。
You know, every day we wake up, we eat breakfast, we go to work.
我们早上起来吃了早餐，我们要去工作。
And then after a long day of work, we come back home, we then rest.
在经过一个长的时一天，我们回到家里休息。
And so sometimes this repeats so much.
在这我们日常的生活
that we might not spend time thinking about God.
我们很多时候忘记了与在神面前与他同在。
Sometimes we are so tired.
有时候我们非常的疲劳。
Sometimes we face so much problems.
有时候我们面对很多问题。
Then we forget to think.
我们忘记了思考。
We forget to think about God's mercy on us too.
我们忘记了思考我们神还这样的赐给我们慈悲。
And so, God's mercies will help us to have joy and peace in God.
神的慈悲让我们能够在神里面得到平安，得到快乐。
Makes us really appreciate why God keeps us alive.
让我们能够思考着感谢神为什么还让我们能够在这世上活着。
To know that every day we have a purpose to live for God.
知道我们每一天都有应该有目的的为神而活。
Right, otherwise why should God show to us mercy?
不然的话为什么神会施予我们慈悲呢？
Must well just take us home to himself.
倒不如把我们带回天家。
Right, then we don't need to suffer here on earth anymore.
这样我们就不需要在这世上呢这个过着辛苦的生活。
But by His mercies, we are kept alive every day.
借着他的慈悲，我们每天都能够过着生活。
So we must respond to this mercy of God.
所以我们必须为了这个神的慈悲而有回应。
And all believers must respond.
每个信徒必须回应。
Every single one of us.
我们每一个人。
It's a sign to show that we are believers.
我们的回应也是表示着我们是信徒。
You cannot just say that I'm a believer.
我们不能说我们是信徒。
I'm a Christian.
我们是基督徒。
And then we don't respond when God calls us.
当神呼召我们的时候，我们不要回应。
When God asks us to worship Him.
当神叫我们敬拜他的时候。
When God asks us to pray or to read His word.
当神叫我们祷告读他的话的时候。
Then we don't respond.
如果我们不回应的话。
Maybe it shows that we are really dead inside.
就是表示说我们心里还是死着的。
We have never found mercy and life in Him at all.
我们没有在神的面前得到他的慈悲，得到生命。
So are you alive today?
所以如果你今天是活生生的吗？
Do you have the mercies of God with you?
你有神的慈悲吗？
If so, we must respond.
所以我们必须要有回应。
Let's look at the second part of the verse.
我们看这句话的后半部。
Then how do we respond?
这样我们要怎样回应呢？
Paul says here that we must surrender.
使徒保罗告诉我们要献上。
He says that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
保罗这样说，将身体献上当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
Paul says here to present.
保罗在告诉我们，我们要献上。
It's not like, you know, I give to you a present.
不是说我送给你一个礼物。
It's very different from this.
这个要献上与这个非常的差别非常大。
It's a word to show that you give something to sacrifice.
在这里告诉我们要以牺牲性的来献上。
It's like you take something from close beside you.
你要把你最亲近的、最亲爱的东西
，something very precious to you，
对于你非常的珍贵的
，and then you give it over，
然后你把这个送上去
，and you recognize that it's not yours anymore。
你知道这是你送上的时候不再成为是你的了
，and then you give it，
然后你这样的给过去
，you surrender it，
你把它献上了。
That's the idea of present down here。
这里就是这里献上这个字的意思。
And what do we present here?
那我们在这里献上些什么呢？
It says here to present our bodies.
在这里告诉我们将我们身体献上。
Normally when you think of sacrifice,
当我们说到牺牲的时候，
you think of that you have to kill something.
你以为我们必须杀的一些东西。
Right, in the Old Testament when they sacrifice, they must kill the animal.
就好像在这个旧约里面他们的奉献要把这个动物杀了。
So how do we sacrifice our bodies?
叫我们怎样的把我们身体呢献上呢？
First, it seems like a very strange idea, right?
这个是非常很奇特的想法，是吗？
But what it means here is that our bodies no longer belong to us.
在这里告诉我们呢，它意思说我们身体呢不再于属于我们的。
Not just our body, but this life that we can live.
不只是我们的身体，我们这个生命。
Right, to exist on earth, we need to be in the body.
我们在这世上，我们必须有生活在这个身体里面。
And with this body, we do many things.
借着这个身体呢，我们做很多事情。
So everything that we do in this body.
所以我们做一切都是靠着我们这身体去做。
Not just do, but our thoughts, our feelings.
不只是做呢，我们的想法，我们的感觉。
Even our desires in this life.
这是我们的在这生命的期望。
Everything must be given to God.
我们一切呢都必须献给神。
We have to surrender this to God.
我们要把这些完完全全的送给神。
And you know the heart of man, right?
你知道我们人的心。
We don't like to surrender.
我们不要把这些东西献上了。
Sometimes when we fight, you look at children fighting.
所以我们有时候我们争取，我们看到孩子们在争斗。
Right? They will never give up.
他们不会成全别人。
Until the cane comes, then they give up.
直到这个藤条来了，他们才会停止他们的争论。
And sometimes you look at all this, countries in the world.
所以当我们看到这个世界上的一些国家，
When you look at the U.S. and China.
我们看美国跟中国。
You look at Israel and Palestine.
我们看到巴勒斯坦与以色列。
You see how they fight.
我们看他们怎样的争斗。
But they don't want to give up any part.
他们不会牺牲自己任何一部分。
Everyone will say that they are right.
他们每个人都争取他们的权利。
Right? Nobody wants to surrender.
没有一个人能够献上。
But that's why no matter how hard the UN tries to make peace.
不管联合国怎样花很多的精力来让他们能够得到和平。
You realize they'll never truly succeed.
你可以看到呢，他们不能够真正的得到。
They might surrender a bit for a while.
他们可能先上了一部分。
Yeah, after a while, they start fighting again.
之后呢，他们再继续的争斗。
That's the heart of man.
这就是人的心。
It is, we do not like to surrender something.
因为我们不要牺牲任何一部分的。
Because once we earn something.
因为当我们赚取了一些东西。
Once we think that it is ours.
当我们认为这是我们的。
Then it is for ours to use.
这是我们，那我们自己来使用的。
For ours to enjoy.
那我们来享受的。
So, this is something that must change in us.
所以这点呢，我们必须改变。
So, with our bodies in this life,
接着我们在生命，这个生命里面的身体，
we have to give ourselves to God.
我们要把自己献给神。
And why must we do so?
为什么我们要这样做呢？
Realize that, what, we have to think first, what did God give to us?
我们要思考到神给我们到底些什么呢？
What did God sacrifice for us?
神为了我们牺牲了些什么？
Will not our first thought be Jesus Christ?
我们第一个想到是不是应该是耶稣基督呢？
If God has given to us His own Son,
神呢，他给了我们他独生的爱子。
If God has surrendered His best to us,
如果神他献给我们最美好的。
Think of Christ given to the hands of men.
所以想到耶稣基督他赐给人，
how men will mock him and beat him，
人呢怎样的羞辱他，怎样的打他，
how men crucified him on the cross，
人呢怎样把他钉在十字架上。
God gave Jesus Christ to mankind like that，
神呢给我们耶稣基督，给人呢让人这样做，
to die for our sins，
他为了我们的罪而死，
that his blood might be shed，
他的血接着他是能够流出来，
but also to rise again，
不他也死后复活了，
that the eternal hope of God might be with us，
那我们能够得到神的永远的盼望。
God has surrendered his son to give to us this，
神他牺牲了他儿子给我们，
the wonderful gospel，
那美妙的福音，
the truth of God，
神的真理，
and salvation，
还有救恩。
So now when we think about this sacrifice of God,
当我们想到神所为了我们的献上的一切事情，
Now how should we respond?
我们应该怎样回应呢？
You know when someone does something nice for us,
当有人为我们做些好的事情，
We just normally say thank you.
我们时常说谢谢你。
Sometimes we try to do something nice to the person back.
有时候我们也为他做一些好的事情。
Right, so after I return you the favor, then it's okay, we're settled.
当我已经还了你的神人情，我们就解决了。
Right, that's how we think.
这就是我们所想的。
Now you think of what God has sacrificed for us.
我们想一下，神为了我们献上的一切。
How can we finish repaying Him?
我们怎样能够完全的回应，完全的赋予他给我们的一切呢？
This is a debt that cannot be measured.
这个是我们的罪呢，我们所不能够去衡量的。
Even if God is to give to us like 200 years to live.
其实神给我们200年去生活
or maybe like 900 years right like the days of Adam
900年就好像亚当时代呢每个人都活到900岁
and then we live a very holy very good life
所以我们过着非常的圣洁非常好的生命
you know we preach the gospel we serve God
我们分享神的话语我们来侍奉神
no it still not be enough to repay God
我们这样做呢还是不能够完全的来回应神所给我们的
So we have to think, how much time do we have here?
所以我们要想一下，我们在这世上有多少时间呢
？If Jesus Christ was to return today,
如果耶稣基督今天回来
，we only have like a few hours more, right?
我们只有几个小时。
If we have only maybe 10 more years to live.
我们可能还有十年来生活。
Or maybe for those who are younger, maybe 20, 30, 40 years.
那些比较年轻的，可能还有二十年、三十年、四十年来生活。
That's how much time we have left for Him.
这是我们所剩的，就是我们所剩的时间。
Because when we get to heaven,
因为我们到了天家的时候
，you realize we cannot sacrifice anything anymore.
我们不能够为神的献上一切什么的。
Right, our time to serve Him here on earth is over.
我们能够侍奉神的时间已经过了。
That's why Paul says, "Now you must present your bodies."
所以保罗说，现在我们要将身体献上。
Because your bodies will slowly age.
因为我们的身体会慢慢的老化。
One day your body will die.
有一天我们身体将会死去。
But while yet there is life,
当我们还有生气的时候
it can be a living sacrifice.
我们能够当做活祭。
And that's a wonderful thing.
那是非常美妙的。
You know, God never asks us to do something very terrible.
神没叫我们做一些非常难堪很难的事情。
Right, look at some religions in the world.
尤其你看到一些在社会上的教的信仰
you know, when they sacrifice to their God,
他们向神为他们的自己的神做奉献的时候
right, they will pierce themselves,
他们用刀刺自己
right, then like in the Philippines,
好像菲律宾
some of this festival, they will go and crucify themselves
他在这些圣节里面他自己把自己钉在十字架上
right, you think, oh, this is ridiculous
你要想这是太不能用想象的。
Did God ask us to do all these things?
神有没有叫我们做这些事情呢
？Did God ask us to just simply live for Him?
神只叫我们这样的简单的为他而活。
It's a living sacrifice.
成为活祭。
You know, in our own homes, in our own families.
在我们自己的家庭里面。
In jobs, in schools.
在我们工作，在我们生活里面，在学校里面。
Amongst our friends.
在我们朋友当中
especially here in very comfortable Singapore
因为在新加坡我们过了非常舒服的生活
can still live for him
我们还能够为了耶稣为了神而活
right, and so we should live as a living sacrifice
所以我们生活是我们要以活祭的方式来生活
and it also must be a holy sacrifice
我们这样送给这活祭呢应该是圣洁的
our bodies must be kept holy for God himself
We must keep our body holy, holy for the Lord, holy.
Right in the Old Testament, when they offered all these animals,
在旧约的时候，当他奉献这些动物的时候
all these animals must be spotless.
所以动物都必须无瑕疵的
No, cannot be missing one eye, missing one ear.
他们不能够有一只眼睛盲了，或者一个耳朵断掉了
Right, you give of the not so good one to God.
我们不能够把那些不大好的送给神。
You must pick one of the best animal from the flock.
我们必须在我们的动物里面选出最好的。
Then they give the best, the perfect, good animal to God.
我们要把最好的、无瑕疵的送给神。
And look at ourselves.
那么我们看我们自己。
Are we a holy people given to God?
我们是一个很圣洁的人来送给神吗
？And that is what we must be.
这就是为什么我们要必须这样过着圣洁的生活。
Make sure that we are completely holy.
让我们完全的圣洁。
Holiness is to be set apart for God.
我们圣洁就是把我们自己分开来送给神。
And completely set apart for God.
我们完完全全的分开来为了神而分开。
God never asks us to try to be holy.
神没叫我们说我们要怎样的去圣洁。
To be holy as much as possible.
他要我们尽我们能力去过圣洁的生活。
He wants us to be completely holy.
他要我们完全的圣洁。
And how is that possible?
这样怎么能够做到呢？
Might think that, oh, I'm still here in the flesh.
呀，是的，我们还在这个世界上，我们在肉体上生活。
It's so easy for my heart, for my mind to sin.
这让我们的心，让我们容易将我们心来犯罪。
That is our struggle, right?
这是我们每天的挣扎。
But let it not be an excuse.
那我们不要因为这样而有借口。
God has given to us His holy word.
神他也给我们圣洁的话语。
God has given to us His holy spirit.
神又给我们他的圣灵。
And with this, can we not live a holy life?
借着圣灵跟他的话语，我们不能够过着圣洁生活吗？
And also later, if you look at verse 2,
那我们看到第二节的时候，
you also see that how the mind can be renewed.
看到我们的心，我们的能够怎样的更新。
But for now, do you desire to be holy for God?
在这时候，我们要有为神而过圣洁生活的意愿。
God has given to us Lord Jesus Christ, who is all holy.
神他赐给我们他的儿子耶稣基督，他是完全圣洁的。
And so in our return, should we not be holy also?
所以我们在回应的时候，我们是不是应该也过着圣洁的生活？
That is what we must be.
这就是我们必须做的。
And then one more aspect here about surrendering.
在献上的另外一方面，
it says here it must be acceptable unto God.
在这里是必须是神所喜悦的。
Right, and we must know that God watches over us.
我们必须知道神看顾着我们。
It's not just holiness on the outside.
不只在我们表面上的圣洁。
But holiness on the inside too.
我们也必须从心里开始圣洁。
Our heart must be true to serve Him.
我们心要真诚的去侍奉他。
We must serve Him because we love Him.
我们要必须侍奉他，因为我们爱他。
Cannot measure it by how much things we do.
我们不能够以我们所做的一切来衡量。
But the heart really matters here.
我们心是非常重要的。
So it must be acceptable to God Himself.
我们所做的一切事情必须得到神的悦纳。
To please man is actually very easy.
人来感动，使他们欢喜是非常容易的。
Right, like in your workplace, they will give you all this.Key performance indicators, right?
在工作时候，在他们会给我们主要的衡量的一些数字。
Right, so as long as you hit this quota or something,
当你达到这个公司所设的标准
，right, then you are okay.
你就是已经做了你该做的事了。
So they'll measure you by this indicators.
他会借着这些指标来看你所做的一切事情。
So all you have to do is work, achieve it, and then that's it.
所以你只要做的就是达到那个指标，你就已经把你的工作完成了。
Right, and but we are talking about God over here.
但是我们现在在这里说的是神。
He watches over us day and night.
他每日夜的看顾着我们。
He looks right into our hearts.
他看到我们的心。
He knows why we do everything.
他知道我们所做的每天所做的事情。
Whether it's small things.
不管是小的事情
，Even when we eat a plate of chicken rice，
或者我们吃了一盘那个鸡饭
，Are we thankful in our hearts？
我们在心里感激他吗
？He knows if we are unthankful inside。
他知道如果我们没有感，从心里感激他。
When we serve the Lord，
当我们侍奉主的时候
，He also knows how we serve。
他也知道我们怎样的侍奉他。
Outside we can sing very loud。
我们在表面上我们唱得很大声。
Inside He knows whether we really mean it。
但是他我们知道我们心里是不是与口里所说的一样。
How acceptable is our living to God himself?
我们的生活能够得到神的悦纳吗
？Right, so lately we know, right, this City Harvest case.
当我们看到城市丰收这个问的这个事情的时候
，Right, then how do you keep saying, oh, they are right, they are right?
你看到他们是孩子们说他们是对的，他们是对的。
Right, they say that God knows our hearts.
他们说神知道我们心。
And then when you see what happens when they are judged by the government.
当你看到他们得到神这个政府的审判的时候
They still believe that they are right.
他们还相信他们是对的
But it's a very sad thing.
这是非常可悲的
Very sad thing to all of us as Christians to see this.
对于每个信徒来说是非常可悲的
Because you see how the world will laugh at them.
因为我们看到世界呢怎样去取笑他们。
All the world will say that they are so blind.
世界上会说他们怎样被盲，眼睛被盲住了。
They claim that they are right by their actions. The government has proved them that they are wrong.
他们说他们是对的，但是政府呢已经证明他们是错了。
So all that we do, we must remember, that must be acceptable to God.
所以我们所有的一切事情呢，我们要记住，必须对得起神，得到神的悦纳。
If our heart is right, our actions should be right also.
如果我们心里是对的，我们的接下来的行动也应该是对的。
If our heart is right, our words should be right also.
我们心里是对的，我们的所说话也应该是对的。
All these things will be must be acceptable before God.
这些所做的一切必须在神面前得到他的悦纳。
And one day we must give an account of all these things to God Himself.
有一天我们必须为这些事情来交代，向神交代。
And it says here that this is your reasonable service.
在这里保罗说，你们这些侍奉呢，乃是理所当然的。
This tells us why we must surrender to God.
在这里告诉我们，为什么我们必须完完全全的奉献给神。
This reasonable here is where we get the word logic from.
这个理所当然，从这里我们就是那个逻辑的根源的字眼。
And this service here is a word used to describe a priest. The word service here is used to describe a priest.
在这里这个侍奉呢，也是这个祭司的这个字眼。
It's not like your national service.
这不是像我们的国家国民服役。
Or it's not like when you go to a restaurant and a waiter serves you.
不是说你到了这个餐馆，这个招待员来招待你。
It's not this kind of a service here.
在这里不是这种的招待，这种侍奉。
But it's a complete kind of a service.
是完整的、完全的侍奉。
In Israel, all these priests and Levites.
在以色列人这些祭司的利未人。
And their only job is to serve God.
他们唯一的工作就是侍奉神。
To read the word of God, to teach the word of God.
就是读神的话语，教导神的话语。
You know, when Paul writes to the Romans also,
你看到保罗，使徒保罗写给罗马，
Some of these people are not Jews.
他写给住在罗马里面的那些人呢，有些人不是以色列人。
Then when you look at all these pagan religions there,
他看到那些世上的那些其他的信仰。
But even all their priests, all that will live in a temple and give everything to the temple.
看到那些世俗的信仰，那他们的祭司呢？ 也牺牲他们生命，神一生呢住在他们的庙宇里面。
So to tell us here that our entire life must be given to God.
所以在这里告诉我们，我们整个生命呢必须献给神。
So we think of this.
所以当我们思考到这些，
Isn't it reasonable to give our all back to God?
就是理所当然的应该把我们一切来献给神吗？
If God has saved us for all eternity,
如果神呢把我们从永死里面拯救出来，
Then we have to think how much time can we give back.
所以我们要思考我们能够给神多少时间呢？
Realize that we can never give a full exchange.
你知道我们是完完全全不能够回还神给我们的一切。
If God has given to us His only Son,
神他只给我们，他给我们的他独一的儿子。
Then what about our families then?
像我们的家庭呢？
What about our children?
我们的孩子呢？
What about ourselves?
我们自己呢？
What happens if the Lord calls you to serve Him full time?
如果神呼召你去全职侍奉呢？
Will you give up your job and go?
你会放弃你的工作而去回应神的呼召吗？
Well, maybe for ourselves you can say, yeah, of course, I will give up.
但只是为了我们自己，我们说，呀，当然我会完全的放弃我自己。
Right, because we all follow Christ.
因为我每个人都跟随着耶稣。
But then what about our children?
像我们的孩子呢？
Right, they're so precious to us.
他们对我们这样的尊贵。
And what happens if God calls them?
如果神呼召他们呢？
Are we willing to let them go and serve the Lord?
我们能够心里甘愿的让他们去侍奉神呢？
Sometimes it frightens us.
有时候这些会使我们感到惊怕。
Right, and you know, when we pray for missionaries,
当我们为这个传道人 祷告的时候
，pray for all these mission stations out there。
为那些传教福音站来祷告。
You know, we give to all these works out there。
我们奉献给这些事工。
All these things are good。
这些都是好的。
But we must think about ourselves。
我们也要为了自己想。
What have we truly done for the Lord？
我们真正的为神做些什么？
We can pray for all these mission works.
我们能够为这些海外的传教事工祷告。
But are we faithful in our mission work in the office?
我们在自己在我们办公室里面，我们也有诚心的这样去做呢
？If we pray for all these many things of the church,
我们教会里面很多事情祷告。
Do we also pray for the other things that? Do we also pray for the people in the workplace?
我们也为我们工作里面的场所的那些人祷告吗
？Do we realize that we are given to be a witness in the office for the Lord also？
你没想到我们也是神要我们在我们工作场所为他做见证的，你知道吗
？You might not be a missionary overseas。
你可能不是到海外去宣讲神话的传道人。
You might not be working in a church full time。
你可能不在这个教会里面全职侍奉。
But you are a full-time missionary in your workplace。
但是你是在你工作场所的全职的传道人。
You are a full-time missionary in your neighborhood。
你是你在邻里你的邻里的全职的传道人。
And this is our reasonable service。
这也是我们理所当然应该做的。
To never stop serving God everywhere.
我们不应该停止来奉献侍奉神。
Anywhere that God leads us to.
不管到哪一个地方神带领我们去那边，我们必须为他侍奉。
So when we think of this,
当我们想到这里的时候
，Are we willing to surrender ourselves to God?
我们是甘愿的自己把自己完全的献给神吗
？Right, and with this, God will measure us.
神呢会为我们所做的事情来衡量我们的爱。
The end of the day, He will tell us whether we are a good and faithful servant or not.
有一天他就会告诉我们是虔诚我们的他的能工吗？他的儿女吗
？And so we must think now, how have we served the Lord?
所以我们现在要开始思考着我们怎样的来奉献神。
And in verse 2,
在第二节。
God also tells us how we can serve Him and respond to Him.
神也告诉我们怎样侍奉他，我们要怎样回应他。
We must do it in God's way.
我们必须照着神的方式去做。
And just now we look at how we must surrender.
刚才我们看到我们为什么要完全的献上给神。
Now we see that we must transform, not conform.
我们现在我们要改变。变更新，而不是随着这个世界效法这个世界。
Right, it says here, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
在这里告诉我们，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
There is a positive here, and then there's a negative.
在这里有正面的，也有反面的。
Right, there is something that will prevent us.
有些东西是阻止着我们。
But there's also a command here that will drive us to God.
他们这里也有会让我们有这个动力，向着神的动力。
First of all, here God tells us don't be conformed to the world.
在这里，神第一点叫我们不要效法这个世界。
To be conformed here is to be fashioned, to be molded.
在效法就是要变成变化成的就是。照着这个世界的方式去做，让这世界来改造你。
It's like when you are molding a vase or pot.
像我们在做一个杯子、一个瓶子或一个锅的时候。
So when you are molding something, you must know what you want to make, right?
所以我们在这个磨这个做这个锅啊什么，我们要知道我们要做些什么。
Right, we cannot just let it play and then do anything we want.
所以我们不能够拿些烤土来做什么任何东西而没有这个主意。
Right, we must know which part to make first.
所以我们知道呢，要做一个东西，我们要从哪里开始。
Right, and then how it should look when it's finished.
我们也要想象着。做完之后，它将会像什么样子
？And then when you mold, so you must apply pressure.
所以当我们在创造这个东西的时候，我们要用出力量。
And that describes how the world will try to make us to conform.
所以在这里呢，也告诉我们，世界也是这样的来改变我们。
Do you face pressure every day?
我们在生活上有没有这个生活压力
？Right, you go out there, you talk with your friends outside in the world.
我们在世界里面，我们与我们朋友说话。
And sometimes they share with you, wow, how much they enjoy this, how much they enjoy that.
有时候他们跟我们分享他们在不同地方里面所得到的享受。
Right, and sometimes some of these things might not be wrong.
这些东西不一定是错的。
Right, how they enjoy themselves by going on so many holidays.
像他们去了很多的度假享受自己。
Right, holidays are not wrong.
去度假不是错的。
But then we see how much they enjoy this world.
但是我们看到他们怎样的享受这个世界。
And sometimes we envy.
有时候我们会感到嫉妒。
Right, you think, wow, every weekend I must serve in church.
你会想到啊，每个星期、每个周末，我必须在教会里面侍奉。
Right, so hard for me to just go like that.
对于我来说，要这样去享受世界的是非常辛苦的，不容易的。
And you see with all the money they have, how they enjoy this life.
你看他们所有的金钱所赚取的，他们怎样的享受自己
？And you think, wow, we give tithes and offerings to the church.
我们想哇，我必须奉献给神。
You know, just at 10%, I can do so much more.
只要我们的十分之一的薪水，我们能够做这样多东西。
Enjoy myself a bit more like them.
我们就跟像他们这样的享受世界。
We become jealous like that inside.
我们有时候在心里会这样嫉妒他们。
The world will pressure us.
那世界呢？他会施加压力。
The world knows that. The world will test our love for God.
这个世界会考验我们对神的爱。
The world also has a plan.
那世界也有他们的策划。
Right, Satan himself has a plan.
这个撒旦他自己也有这个计划。
He knows how to push us.
他知道怎样来推我们。
He knows where to draw our hearts to.
他能够从哪里抓我们的心。
He knows our every weakness.
他知道我们每个的弱点。
He also gives to us the excuses.
他也给我们这个理由去做他要我们做的事。
Right, how to justify to spend less time with God.
那我们能够怎样来的考量怎样不用花多少太多时间在神的方面。
How is okay to keep on enjoying yourself?
那我们能够使自己感到心里安心的去享受我们自己。
And then forget about the things of God.
然后让我们忘记了神的事工。
You can start at something that is okay, that is good.
那我们从一些无关痛痒的事情而开始。
But slowly he will drive us in the wrong way.
那慢慢的会把我们带领到错的方向去。
So we have to be very careful.
所以我们必须非常的小心。
Make sure that our lives are not conformed like the world.
所以我们不要像这个世界这样效法这个世界。
Not just in the lifestyle.
不止我们的生活的方式。
But begins always with the heart and with the mind.
都是从我们心里开始。
Right, and that's why it says here to be, that's why it says here to be renewed in the mind.
所以在这里说，我们必须心意更新。
So first we must be on our guard.
所以我们必须有警卫的心。
And then now, what about the inside?
所以我们要想到我们心里。
Then here there's the transformation.
在这里有一个变化，一个更新。
This is a word that's used to describe how a caterpillar will turn into a butterfly.
所以在这里这个字体呢，来形容的蛹怎样变成了蝴蝶。
You see a caterpillar and a butterfly, it doesn't look very similar.
但你看这个毛虫跟那个这个蝴蝶呢，他们是完全不一样的。
It's as if it has changed completely.
但它必须完全的改变。
That's the idea of how we must change.
这里也是叫告诉我们，我们要怎样的改变。
How God would be able to change us completely.
神怎样呢，能够把我们完全的改变。
Just now we talk about holiness, right?
刚才我们讲到这个圣洁。
How can we be holy?
我们要怎样成为圣洁。
God can change us and renew us.
神能够改变我们，更新我们。
It's not just to transform, but to renew.
他不是改变我们，还要更新我们。
To renew has to make new again.
在这更新就是说完全的新，从新的开始。
To be able to put all old habits away.
能够把我们以前把我们那些旧的老我的一切事情呢，把它砍除掉。
It's not just talking about us being more disciplined.
不是说我们。对自己比较有纪律性
or to be smarter or have more knowledge
或者比较聪明或者我们有更多知识
to be stronger
或者更加强壮
it's not talking about all these things
不是说这些事情
talks about the change of the heart and mind.
而讲到我们的心的改变。
Change of the inner man.
从我们心里开始的改变。
How once maybe we love this thing that's so sinful.
好像一些我们最非常这个罪恶性很大的这个喜爱这些事情。
But as the Lord changes us.
当神改变我们的时候。
Do we now hate this sin?
我们就你会对这些罪而很生气吗？
Sometimes this is why we fail to resist temptation.
所以有时候我们就是因为这样呢，没有抵抗这些诱惑。
Because inside we still love that temptation.
因为心里呢还喜爱这些诱惑。
We still love the pleasure of it.
我们很喜欢这些诱惑的这个享受。
We don't see it as something that's unholy.
我们不把当作看作不圣洁。
And you know how quickly our minds can change.
所以你知道我们的脑筋怎样改变了，怎样快的改变。
How sometimes we dream, we imagine, we cannot control even.
但是有时我们即使在做梦里面生，还也不能够控制自己。
That's how wicked our hearts are.
所以我们知道我们的心是这样狠毒的。
But God here can transform and renew us.
但是神呢，能够这样改变我们，更新我们的心。
And this must work inside us.
这些必须在我们心里工作。
Pray that we will no longer have a love for all these wicked things.
我们要为自己祷告，那我们不再喜爱这些有罪的恶的东西。
We know that these things they are still pleasurable to do.
因为这些都是我们很喜欢去做的。
But let us have a greater love for Christ than anything else.
那我们能够对耶稣有更加大的爱。
We find that all these things, after all, we will no longer love them.
我们知道这些，我们以后将我们不再喜爱这些东西。
Then for the sake of serving God,
为了我们能够侍奉神。
For the sake of our testimony,
为了我们的见证。
For the sake of living out God's word,
那我们能够照着神的话语去生活。
All these things that are so precious now to us,
这些应该是变成对我们最珍贵的东西。
We would love to do all these things.
那我们能够去喜欢去做这些事情。
And then all these things that are against the word of God.
那些对于神的话语也对抗的不是神所喜悦的。
We suddenly find that we hate it.
那我们突然感到我们不喜欢他们，厌恨他们。
Let us pray that our hearts and our minds will be changed in such a way.
那我们的心呢能够这样改变。
Otherwise, we will not be able to live as a testimony for God.
不然的话，我们就不能够以生活来为神做见证。
Okay, last part of verse 2.
这个第二节的后半部。
Says that we must be a witness.
说我们必须成为神的见证。
We must respond to be a witness of God.
我们必须回应成为神的见证。
Says here that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect rule of God.
在这里说，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯洁和喜悦的旨意。
And to prove here is to show that something is real.
在这里呢，验证是告诉别人呢，这是真的。
Something that is true, something that is genuine.
在这里是真正的、完美的。
And we're not proving about how true we are to the world.
我们在这里不是来证明我们对这世界 的真心。
Not there to show how holy we are.
在这里不是来表示着我们证明我们多么的圣洁。
How better we are as Christians than the world.
而不是在证明我们在世界上怎样一个好的基督徒。
But we are there to prove who God is.
我们在这里是要见证我们神是谁。
We are there to prove the will of God.
我们在这里验证神的旨意。
The other people, the others can see the will of God in us.
让别人能够在借着我们看到神的旨意。
You can see that we don't live for ourselves anymore.
我们可以看到我们不再为自己而生活。
Our purpose has changed.
我们的目的已经改变了。
We now live with a God glorifying purpose.
我们在这里生活是让神能得到荣耀的生活。
And what is this will of God here?
在这里是神的旨意是什么呢？
Three descriptions of it.
有两个形容的方式。
Says it is good, acceptable, and perfect.
就是好、善良、纯洁，能够得到喜悦。
It says it is something that is good.
在这里说是善良的。
The world will say that many things are good.
世界会说很多事情都是好的。
But now with the truth of God.
在这里接着神的真理。
We really know what is truly good to God.
我们知道 哪一件事在神来说真正是好的?
What is really good for us?
对于我们哪一种是好的?
And these are the things that will concern our mind.
这些应该是在我们心里所应该思考的事情。
We want all these good things that can please God.
我们要让这些能够得到神喜悦的好处。
We want all these good things to serve God with.
我们要借着这些能够让神得到喜悦的好事来侍奉神。
And with all that we have, we will live for the good of God.
把借着我们所有一些人来为神得到喜悦所喜悦的事情来去做。
Not just for our own benefit.
而不是为了自己利益而已。
But that in serving the Lord, He will continue to help us.
所以来为了侍奉神来帮助我们。
This is where we find the joy and peace in serving God.
从这里我们可以看到。 在有喜悦的心来侍奉神。
If we live rightly and do things that are good, pleasing to the Lord.
如果我们因为生活, 因为能够得到神的喜悦的方式来去生活。
That's why I say here that it is also acceptable.
而在这里就是说, 这是得到人, 人所能悦纳的喜悦的。
And you notice that in verse 1 and verse 2, the word acceptable is repeated.
在这里可以看到神的悦纳呢，喜悦的事呢是重复的。
Must always realize that we must live what is in a way that's acceptable to God Himself.
所以我们要明白我们的生活，我们所做事情必须得到神的喜悦。
Whether it is the giving of our bodies,
不管是以我们的身体的献上，
Whether it is of the mind within,
或者我们心里所想的。
God, all things must be acceptable before God.
我们做了一切呢，都必须得到神的喜悦。
God will test us in this.
神会为了这些事情来考验我们。
He will test our motives.
他会考验我们的目的地，我们的目的。
He will test our love inside our heart.
他会为我们在心里面的爱考验我们。
He will test us to see whether we love Him or whether we love the world.
他会考验我们，我们的确是爱他吗，还是爱世界。
And this test will come every single day.
这个考验呢，会每天呢这样考验我们。
And we can pass this test today.
我们今天可能我们已经能够面对这考验了。
Can pass the test for maybe 5 years, 10 years.
我们能够在接下来5年、10年呢，面对而能够成全这些考验。
All it takes is just one day, one moment to fail the test.
但是只是一次或者一天呢，我们就可能就失败了。
And sometimes we think, you know, every day.
有时候我们说是每一天，
How many tests have we failed already?
我们每一天呢，已经为做了这试考验而失败呢？
From this morning until now，
从早上到现在，
Have we passed the test of God?
我们有得到神的考验，我们能够及格吗？
Have we really lived out well this morning for the Lord?
我们今天已经为了神过了他所喜悦的生活吗？
Have we spent this Sabbath day so far well with the Lord?
我们在过这些天来能够为了神而过了他喜悦的生活吗？
Right, and sometimes we know just in one morning.
我们知道有时候只是一个早上。
Can just be lazy.
我们可能是比较懒惰一点。
Our mind is just so distracted.
我们可能的心里受到外界的影响。
We're just so tired, we just want to rest.
我们可能非常的疲倦，我们要休息。
Then we try to resist doing what is good for God.
我们 忘记做为神所喜悦的事情。
Not just what is good for God, but what is good for our soul.
我们只是做神没有做神所喜悦的事情，也为没有为我们的灵魂而做。
How this rest day is given for us to also benefit our soul.
我们想到这天每个礼拜的一天能够得休息，也能够对我们的灵有帮助。
To spend time in devotion and service.
我们能够 花时间读神的话语。
So in our lives, every day, do we live acceptable to God?
所以我们在生活里面有没有每天过着神所喜悦的生活？
And our comfort is found in the perfect will of God.
我们在这里，我们的平安，我们的安慰是接着神的完美的旨意。
And it's God's will that will guide us.
是神的旨意呢，会帮助我们，带领我们。
Sometimes we know, right, our mind and our hearts can so easily go wrong.
我们知道我们心里很容易的犯罪。
But God has given to us His perfect will.
神给他们美好的旨意。
And if we have the perfect word of God with us,
如果我们有神的最完美的话语，
We make sure we fully believe in it.
我们也必须肯定我们是完全相信他的话语。
We make sure we fully do it.
我们要肯定我们完全的照着他的话语去做。
Then we can live out the perfect will of God.
这样我们就能够过着神所喜悦完美旨意的生活。
Even in this weak body that we have.
即使我们这脆弱的身体。
We can do it.
我们能够做到。
By the mercies of God.
就是神的灵敏
by the leading of the Spirit,
接着圣灵的指引
it is not impossible.
这是不难的
It's just that we love to give so much excuses.
只是因为我们很喜欢找借口
right, Otherwise, why would Paul tell us to live out the perfect will of God?
不然的话，为什么保罗叫我们过着神所喜悦的旨意
God will not ask us to do something unreasonable.
神不会叫我们做一些强逼我们做一些不应该不合理的事情。
The word of God is perfect.
神的话语是完美的。
It is timeless.
是没有受到时间限制的。
It doesn't change with cultures or with time.
它不因为这个文化上或者这个习俗上的改变。
Principles are always constant and the same.
它原理都是根古到现在永恒的。
And this will guide us.
他这些就会带领着我们。
God will measure how much we obey through it.
神就为了我们怎样的顺服他而来考验我们。
How much we honor his perfect will.
他会看我们怎样的为了他的完美的旨意来顺服他。
And if we live out his perfect will,
如果我们能够借着他的美好的旨意而生活
Do you realize that you can have a perfect life?
你知道你有能够得到完美的生命吗
right, The perfect life is not an impossible thing.
这个完美的生命是可以的。
If you look at 2 Timothy 3:16-17.
我们看这个
2 Timothy 3:16-17.
后书第三章
16-17.
第16到第17节。
All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
提摩太后书第三章第十六节，圣经都是神所默示的，一教训度责，只能归正，教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
Right, today we talk about the Reformation also, right?
我们今天讲到这个宗教改革。
It's a good verse to remind us of what the Reformation is all about.
我们神的话语来纪念提醒我们这个宗教改革是什么。
But how the Word of God is the only thing that can change man.
只有神的话语能够改变我们。
We find it here in verse 17 especially.
我们这里尤其是第十七节。
Right, that the man of God may be perfect.
在告诉我们神的人得以完全
How can we live out the perfect will of God?
我们怎样能够过着神完美的旨意的生活
According to his word
跟着他的话语照着话语去生活
That is good for us
这对我们是好的
That will correct and instruct us
他能够督责我们帮我们归正
Right, and in all righteousness to God himself
能够完全的以义来对神来对于神来工作的生活。
Thank God for the Bible preserved for us.
我们感谢神把这个神的宝贵话语保存下来。
Without the Word of God, there'll be no Reformation.
因为如果没有神话语，就没有宗教改革。
Without the Word of God, this church will not be here today.
如果没有神话语，这个教会就不会在这里。
Without the Word of God, you will not be here today.
如果没有神的话语，你我就不在这里。
How else will you find God?
我们要怎样去寻找神？
And how else will you then be able to live for him?
要我们怎样能够为神而生活呢
And so, we must know the Reformation is not just one event.
所以我们要知道宗教改革不是一件事情。
But in our lives, you always keep reforming also.
我们生命里面我们每天都要改革。
Reformation is for us every day too.
这个改革对我们说我们每天都必须改革也是为了我们而做的。
Just like how the reformers studied the word of God.
就好像是那些宗教改革家他们怎样读神的话语。
They were convicted by it.
他们因为受神的话语的感动。
They were saved by it.
接着神的话语他们 得到拯救。
And then they stood for it.
他们为了捍卫神的话语。
This allowed them to stand apart from the Roman Catholic Church.
那么能够与罗马天主教分开。
And they will even die for it.
他们甚至牺牲了为了真理而牺牲生命。
And now, for us in our life.
我们现在我们的生命里
Do we also have the same spirit of the Reformation?
我们有像那些宗教改革家的这精神吗
Do we see that our lives need to be reformed always?
我们也看到我们的生命必须更新吗必须改革吗
Day by day we must live better for Christ.
所以每一天呢我们要为耶稣基督过更好的生活
The more we study His word, the more must change.
我们阅读神的话语，我们必须改变自己。
If we are patient, we can be even more patient.
如果我们已经很有能够很有和气，我们要更加的和气。
If we have love, we can be even more loving.
如果我们已经懂得讲爱人，我们应该懂得更加懂得去爱别人。
We find that all the fruit of the Spirit, we keep growing in it.
所以我们可以看到圣灵的果实在我们心里会依次的成长。
We constantly learn how to speak better.
我们每天时常的学习怎样说的容易更好的去说
to make sure our words are more guarded
那我们能够仔细我们所说的话语
learn how to care more for people
懂得怎样更加去爱别人
how to pray better for people
怎样更好的为别人祷告
you know we can list so many things right
我们能够起诉这样多的例子
all these things must keep changing better for
这些东西必须每天的更改更改成更好为了神而更改成更好
All because we have the perfect word of God with us.
因为我们有完美神的话语。
God wills that we'll live for him.
因为神要的旨意就是我们为了他而活。
To glorify him.
去荣耀他。
So this requires all of us to respond to God himself.
所以这些必须要求我们每一个人回应我们的主。
This requires that all of us must respond in surrender.
所以我们必须回应主而完全的献上我们自己
requires us to be transformed and not to be conformed to the world.
So 要我们更新而不是效法这个世界
It requires that we might be proved to be good witnesses of the Lord.
它需要我们成为神的好的见证人
May all this be our response today.
让这些成为我们今天的回应
May we be a reformed people.
让我们成为一个改革的人
A renewed and transformed people.
我们成为更新的人
Living for the Lord himself.
那我们为了主耶稣而生活。
Let us pray.
那我们来祷告。
Our Father and our Lord.
我们主。